Today is Monday, October 19th, 2020. Time now for a look at local news on the tornado powered by NewsDakota.com. I'm Jacob Just reporting. On Sunday, Dickey County reported its first death of COVID-19. So far, Lamoure County has seen 3 deaths, Sargent has had 2, and McIntosh has had 4. October already has become North Dakota's deadliest month from COVID-19 as the number of cases continue to surge in the state that has already become among the nation's hotspots for coronavirus spread. Health officials confirmed 5 new deaths on Sunday, bringing the statewide death total from the virus to 404. Data show 133 of the deaths have occurred so far in October, surpassing the September tally of 122. Teen drivers aged 14 to 19 account for 5% of all licensed drivers, but are behind the wheel in nearly 20% of all crashes in North Dakota. During National Teen Driver Safety Week from October 18th to the 24th, the North Dakota Department of Transportation is encouraging high schools to join Vision Zero Schools. This program gives students the opportunity to be traffic safety advocates in their community and encourages them to take personal responsibility while driving. Kidder County became North Dakota's first Vision Zero school in March. Students became traffic safety advocates by appearing in banners, PSAs, videos, and more to share motor vehicle safety messages with their peers and community. Kidder County put their focus on distracted driving. Young driver inexperience coupled with immaturity often results in risk-taking behavior, such as speeding, alcohol and drug use, driving distracted, and not wearing a seatbelt, all of which contribute to an increased death rate among teens. And the North Dakota Department of Information Technology and the North Dakota Department of Health have received reports of spoofing attacks in which cyber criminals misrepresent themselves as a healthcare professional to extract personal information. Criminals may also be using phone number masking tools to conceal their phone numbers or to emulate the North Dakota Health Department public health hotline. North Dakota Health Department staff will identify themselves and will never request sensitive personal information such as account numbers, social security numbers, or access codes over the phone. If you have been tested for COVID-19 and are awaiting results, keep in mind that a call from health department staff official will likely be made from a personal cell phone number, as healthcare professionals are using individual phones to be more accessible to those tested. The State of North Dakota Cybersecurity Operations Center does not have the authority or accessibility to manage spoofing attempts of this type, but would like to remind citizens to be aware and vigilant regarding these potential threats. That is a look at local news. For news anytime, head to newsdakota.com. I'm Jacob Just reporting.